February 3rd, 2015 meeting. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. I've got a few amendments here I'd like to suggest today. On the first page, we can strike Hal Godwin, Deputy County Administrator, Legislative Update. Mr. Godwin's attending a meeting at DelDOT, and the legislature is out until March 17th.
That's good news.
Under old business, conditional use 1994 filed on behalf of Robert Wilkerson. We can strike that today. Due to Mr. Wilson's absence, we will reschedule that for a future date. Those are the two recommended amendments at this point.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of January 27, 2015. Any corrections, questions, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved as read. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters. The first is from the Old Timer Softball League, thanking the council for their contribution, as well as the promoting science research by Delaware students. Also, the Milton Community Food Pantry, the Community Food Pantry in Selbyville, and also the Home of the Brave Foundation, all thanking council for their donations.
Any correspondence from council? Mr. Guy, any public comments? Mr. Dan Kramer. I don't think he's coming to sing me happy birthday.
He might.
That's for sure.
He's got a present if you want to hear a cow dying, it'd be me singing. And it fits, too.
Would you mind? I think I would love to hear that.
I bet you would. I bet you would. Hey, anyhow, a while back I told you how ugly the Greenwood Library is. Well, I'm here to tell you. It just got uglier. Why? Because last Tuesday night we had a meeting in the building, in the conference room, and that thing was so loud, the heater was so loud, there were two guys already in when I came in. And they said, what in the world is going on here? You couldn't even concentrate. And everybody that walked in there were having a fit about this heater. And first of all, you guys still don't own that building. I don't care whether it was the architect, the engineer, or the contractor, but that thing needs to be fixed. And come to find out, it's not only that room, but the entire building. How quiet is it in there with the heat on? You don't hear nothing, but you sure do there. Some sections are worse than others. And before you guys sign off on this thing,
yeah,
I'll spend it over $3 million for a piece of junk. I don't think so. You need to be correct on this thing before you sign off. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
It is good news that Mr. Kramer doesn't go to a library once in a while.
I lost it. Mr. Report.
I sure wouldn't have went there. There is hope for this country after all.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is a wastewater agreement containing your packet. There was a fact sheet on Sussex County Project 81-04, Americana Bayside, Village C. Agreement number 1015, system connection charges for $198,000. Received county engineering approval on November 21st, 2014. The construction admin cost will be $27,516 and the proposed construction cost of $183,444. Unless you have any questions, I have a proposed motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Project number 81-04, agreement number 1015, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and CFM Bayside LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Village C, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next item is the County Administrator's Report for February 3rd, 2015. The Sussex County Citizen Corps Council, in conjunction with the Delaware Citizen Corps Council, will offer a free two-day disaster preparedness class for anyone interested in learning how to assist their community before, during, and after a disaster. Class will be held from 5 till 9 p.m. Friday, March 6th, and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, March 7th. Classes will be held at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, 21911 Rudder Lane, Georgetown, Delaware. Classes are open to any county resident, 18 or older, who has an interest in emergency preparedness and community service. For more information on CERT, please visit ready.gov, community-emergency-response-teams-cert, or to register for the class, please email citizenscorps, with an S, at sussexcountyde.gov. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. It's not 10:30 yet, so we'll keep on going on the agenda. We'll go grant requests. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is Sussex Cyclists. They're requesting funds for their bike safety program. This group sets up bike safety checkpoints along Route 1, Rehoboth Beach, Rehoboth Avenue, and Bethany. They plan to add stops in Fenwick Island. These checkpoints have distributed more than 500 helmets. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $750 from Mr. Cole, $250 from Mr. Phillips, and this year they're requesting $2,000.
Okay.
I want to chip in a little bit there, too, because Route 1 is very important.
Oh, no, it is. It is. I was gonna, so we got, you want to stay at the $250 range, or would you like to ante up a little
bit? I think I would be happy to do $500.
$500? I'll do $500. Do you want to do $3,500 from Mrs. Deaver, Arlette, and Cole?
Yes.
There you go. Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
And Mr. Wilson, as I had a conversation earlier, he said he would also help. Anything I wanted, he said.
What is the balance remaining?
Is that part of your motion?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. So I have motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mrs. Deaver, to grant $750 to the Sussex Cyclists for Safety Awareness Program.
No, $500 each.
Oh, sorry. $1,500.
$1,500, yes.
Being $500 for Mrs. Deaver, $500 for Mr. Colwood, $500 for Mr. Arlett's account. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried.
Next one is the Delaware Senior Olympics. They're requesting funding to replace the batteries and pads for their AED units at various locations year-round. They support training sports events that are for individuals 50 or older. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each account.
None
of us are older. Oh, no, for that.
It was your birthday, and you're a senior.
Oh, because I'm well past senior. Yeah, I'm a double senior or something there.
Sure, you'd like to participate.
Certainly. Are you going to do the same you did last year?
We could do the same.
Mr. Arnett.
Well, I was going to say, because Councilman Wilson is not here, we could do $125
per.
Right?
We'll do him too.
Him.
No, we're going to include Mr.
Would
Wilson.
We allow it?
Yes,
okay.
We will.
All right.
I insist.
We have motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Delaware Senior Olympics for AED replacement batteries and pads, and that being $100 from each councilmatic district.
And I want you to know we have had actually some of the women, I think, went to the women's volleyball from this program, went to the Olympics, I think a senior Olympics. And did very well, but I'm trying to figure what is pickleball. Does anybody know what pickleball? It said they play sports are pickleball, softball, and volleyball. Lawrence, can you help us? No. Here, a hand in the audience.
There's a pickleball. There's a pickleball player.
Pickleball is kind of a hybrid between tennis and ping pong. You play on a tennis court, but the boundary is a little smaller, and you use a paddle bigger than a ping pong paddle. Ball is like a wiffle ball.
Okay.
It's the craze in America.
Wow.
Really?
The USAPA Pickleball Association.
I can see Mr. Cole participating in that very soon. Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we could be the pickleball capital
of Delaware.
Well, perhaps that should be part of the conversation at the pickle plant.
Yes, there you go.
Pickleball. Don't bring that up.
Okay, we're going to take the vote on this.
reuse of one's facility.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next ball.
Okay. Next one is the Manual Shelter through the Epworth United Methodist Church. They're requesting funds to help meet the winter's expenses and to keep the shelter open until the first week of April. The shelter tries to contain its operating costs to $20 per night per individual. They see about 25 individuals a night, which costs them $500 per night or $60,000 for the entire season. Last grant received was $2,100, which was $500 from Ms. Stever, Mr. Cole, and Mr. Vincent, and $300 from Mr. Wilson and Mr. Phillips. They are requesting $5,000 this year.
Yeah, it's getting pretty cold out there. I would like to see if we could just repeat that, please.
Well, I'll make a motion.
Okay, Mr. Cole, you go ahead.
That we give $500 each. That's including Mr. Wilson. That would just up the other two councilmen to
$200.
A couple hundred dollars. So it's not a major difference from what was before, but as Mrs. Deaver said, it is very cold out there at times.
Mm-hmm. So I have motion, Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 to the Emmanuel Shelter for operating expenses, and that being $500 from each councilmatic account.
Mm-hmm.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
Oh, okie dokie. Council member comments. Any council member comments? Anybody? Anything? Mr. Arlett.
I just wanted to share that I had the opportunity to join Mr. Lawson last week, I believe it was Wednesday evening, if I'm not mistaken, at the Airport Advisory Committee. So it was an honor to be there with those that are devoted to the success of the airport, and I look forward to continuation of learning of more about this airport that we all enjoy, and how we can continue to make progress there and make it a complete success. I also had the opportunity to be part of a public safety forum along with Representative Gray and also Mr. Lawson, and a detective with the state police. I believe it was on Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken. Down along the 54 corridor. So, public safety is continuing the conversation as it relates to that being a very important part of our county. And I know we are committed as a county to be a part of that solution for the residents of the county. So, again, I just appreciate the opportunity to serve.
I brought something in, and Mrs. Blank will be making some copies for me. I stumbled upon an old recommendation from the firm that put together our land use plan, and there were some suggestions, and it included looking at B1 and creating a B2, and that's the general sense of it. Now, I wasn't going to have copies made for everyone, just something that I would like you to consider.
Anything else? Mr. Cole, you have anything? Okay. I will say that I attended the meeting a couple weeks ago now. I guess it's been put on by Love Inc. and a lot of people about this code purple in the county. Brandy went with me, and we spent a couple hours there here in church in Georgetown about it. But it's an issue out there that we all need to be aware of. There are people out here in our communities that have no place to go in the evening, and it's getting cold outside. And so they've opened up. They've got the one we just gave some grant some money to. There's one in Seaford now. I think Milford has one. There's a couple of more that are talking about doing it, but it's something important we need to pay attention to, I think, and to help these people if there's a way we can do that without. The one thing I like about this, there's a lot of private entities talking here and private people donating and giving things, and
great.
It's not all looking for a government handout. So I think if there's some way we can help these people as it comes down the road, it'd be a good thing for us to do as a county. Anything else, anybody? Wow. Well, we got 5 minutes. Chip, you want to do a little song and dance or anything? Or? No, we can't. No, we have one of those is enough, trust me.
We could invite Dan Kramer down again. I'm sure he's got something to say.
Well, why don't we take about a 5-minute recess until 10:30. We'll come back at 10:30 and do our public hearing that's scheduled for 10:30. Entertain a motion to go into recess till 10:30.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Yep. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. We're now in recess for about 5 minutes, maybe.